From our Imams, the ninth Imam is the first, whose Imamat began at a very young age, about 8 or 9.
As-salamu alayka ya Abu Ja'far Muhammad ibn Ali al-Barrat.
Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far, Muhammad the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm your host Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah. And His Eminence was the ninth divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet. We find many proofs for the great treasure of his knowledge and wisdom. One of the great proofs of the great treasure of knowledge and wisdom of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam is that while His Eminence was still in his tender youth, the Shia jurisprudence, after the martyrdom of Imam al-Raza alayhi salam, hastened towards the city of Medina. They came to inquire as to know who is the next infallible and divinely appointed Imam. The reliable people and those who were trustworthy guided these Shia jurisprudents who had come from different places in the Islamic world towards Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. The Shia jurisprudents went to Imam al-Jawad and asked His Eminence the most ambiguous and complicated of questions. And yet Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam answered each and every one of them.
Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam stated, "He who approves of a wicked deed partakes in it."
Welcome back to your listeners. It's great to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are humbly talking about the dialogues of the ninth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. This divinely appointed Imam, we find that in his era, the Abbasid caliphs really put a lot of pressure and a lot of surveillance upon this divinely appointed Imam, making life very difficult for him. We find that in the dialogues of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, the idea and the concept and the different variables and aspects surrounding the 12th divinely appointed Imam was something that was discussed within various circles, both the circles of the companions of the Imam and the circles of the enemies of the Imam. Now, of course, this discussion on behalf of the companions of the Imam was done because the 12th divinely appointed Imam, or the Qa'im, may Allah hasten his reappearance, was the one who was going to bring fairness and justice and free the people from oppression. So, of course, the companions and the followers and the Shia and even the Muslims in general who were under the oppression of the Abbasid governmental establishments were looking forward to this awaited savior who will free the downtrodden and the oppressed from the shackles of oppression and tyranny. And on the other hand, the circles that were the enemies of the Imams, of course, they spoke about the Qa'im and the Mahdi because of the fact that he will come and destroy and annihilate oppression and tyranny. And so the Abbasid governmental establishment very well knew that it is their own establishment which is going to be destroyed and taken down because the governmental establishment of the Abbasids was the manifestation of oppression and tyranny upon the common masses. And so the idea and the concept and the variables and the aspects surrounding the awaited Savior and the Qa'im from the family of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was something which was commonly talked about. In one conversation, we find that one of the descendants of Imam Hassan alayhi salam, the second divinely appointed Imam, by the name of Abdul Azim al-Hassani, asked a question regarding the 12th divinely appointed Imam and the Qa'im to Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Now, Abdul Azim al-Hassani was a companion of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, and so he asked him about the Mahdi, and he asked him about the Qa'im and the qualities. And so Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, he replies and he says that Allah will prepare the affairs for the Qa'im as Allah had prepared the affairs for Moses, Prophet Musa, where Allah sent him to bring a fire. But when he came back to the people, he came back as a prophet of his nation. And then Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam adds, the best deed of our Shia is the awaiting for deliverance.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. Just talking about the first part of this dialogue, and I will leave the second part for another session because it has quite a bit of things that can be spoken about. But this idea that Allah will prepare these affairs for the Imam. So one thing is we shouldn't think that everything is upon the metaphorical shoulders of the Almighty Allah. Allah has to do everything and I should do nothing. This is one of the reasons why potentially the reappearance of the divinely appointed Imam continues to be delayed, right? Because the people, you and I and the masses, they are not actively doing something on this field. But Allah says that if you try your best, then I will prepare the rest of the affairs, some of the critical affairs, affairs that, for example, are not in our hands, such as the weakening of superpowers or such as the economic financial breakdown of the capitalist system or the complete breakdown of the communist model. It is these kind of different things and factors which, of course, are relatively fundamental things in the reappearance of the divinely appointed Imam that should take place. But of course, that they're not directly in my hands or your hands. These things, yes, Allah will prepare for the Mahdi and the Qa'im, may Allah hasten his reappearance, so that it is easier for him to come and it is easier for him to be able to implement this kingdom and this government and this authority of Allah upon the earth. And then Imam al-Jawad very interestingly gives this example of Prophet Musa, where Prophet Musa, Moses, he went to the mountain to get some fire, right? He was gone for a certain period of time, but when he came back as a prophet. And so here, even though when the divinely appointed Imam went into occultation, he was the divinely appointed Imam, but still, when he comes back, you know, he will be this qa'im. He will be this one who will stand up for truth and justice, not just for his nation, but for all nations. And he will bring about this utopian society that we are all so much in dire need of in the present day. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Jawad, alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.